In this bulletin, US immigration officer fatally shoots woman during mass deportation raid, the possibility of a total fire ban in Victoria as conditions get hotter, and in sport, a change of coach doesn't bring an immediate reward for Manchester United. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. A US immigration officer has fatally shot a woman during a mass deportation raid in Minneapolis on Wednesday. The shooting occurred on a snow-covered street as federal agents attempted to clear a vehicle blocking their path. President Donald Trump is defending the officer's actions on social media, while local leaders are condemning the use of force as unnecessary. Witness Brandon Hewitt reported that he filmed the victim's body being moved to an ambulance and emphasises that even as a conservative, he finds the officer's actions unacceptable. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is describing the shooting as totally avoidable and is urging people to demonstrate peacefully.
I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. We have been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety, that someone was going to get hurt. Just yesterday, I said exactly that. What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear, headlines, and conflict.
Authorities are flagging a total fire ban for all of Victoria tomorrow. Parts of the state, particularly the Mallee, Northern Country, Northeastern and North Central districts, are experiencing an extreme heatwave and the resultant fire dangers. David Nugent from the State Control Centre says that danger looks like it will soon spread.
Tomorrow will be particularly challenging if we have any fires, the hot temperatures, and also forecast thunderstorms across the eastern part of the state, with many of those storms producing lightning that may well start additional fires for us.
Firefighters are currently battling two main bushfires in the state, with both ground crews and aircraft involved. One is at Longwood between Yarrowa and Seymour in the state's north, where residents have been told to leave immediately. That fire has forced the closure of the Hume Freeway. The other fire is at Mount Lawson on the border with New South Wales. Environment Minister Murray Watt is declining to confirm whether a royal commission is going to be announced this week. He says that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, along with senior officials and ministers, worked throughout the Christmas period to address the matter. Mr. Watt is describing the pace as unusual, highlighting the government's efforts to draft legislation for a review of Australian intelligence agencies and to implement the recommendations of the Gillian Siegel Review into anti-Semitism. He says that the government recognises the gravity of the situation and the widespread concern felt both within the Jewish community and the broader public. The United States says it's actively discussing buying Greenland. President Donald Trump has again floated the possibility of the US controlling the island in recent days. Fears have been expressed that the United States' involvement in the military operation last weekend in Venezuela could serve as some sort of template or inspiration for US action in Greenland. The large island of 57,000 people is controlled by Denmark, a NATO ally of the United States. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Mr. Trump views Greenland as strategically important.
The president has been very open and clear with all of you and with the world that he views it in the best interest of the United States to deter Russian and Chinese aggression in the Arctic region. And so that's why his team is currently talking about what a potential purchase would look like.
Germany's Foreign Minister Johan Wattepul says the future of Greenland is for Denmark and the people of Greenland to decide, whilst the UN has reiterated it believes in the territorial integrity of member states. And in football, Manchester United has started life without Ruben Amorim with a 2-2 draw against Burnley in the English Premier League. United sacked their coach after last weekend's game against Leeds, with Darren Fletcher serving as interim coach. United led 2-1 against 19th-placed Burnley after 2 goals in the space of 10 minutes from expensive striker Benjamin Sesko early in the second half. but a goal from Jaden Anthony in the 66th minute ensured Burnley earned a point. United are in seventh place on the ladder, 16 points off top spot. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Sterrett.